if you had to give me kind of like your sell of this album, like let's just say for some reason the stars aligned and you were in an elevator with, 20 influential, music critics or just tastemakers, like people that could get the album, noticed, and while you're in that elevator, Beneath the Shadow of the King comes on. And they're like, "What's this?" And you're like, "Oh, I know what this is." And you could sell it in that short little elevator ride. What do you think you would say?
Oh, wow. I would say, what would I say? I would say, listen up. First of all, take a good listen. I think it combines elements of folk and pop in a way that people seem to really latch on to these days. I think the instrumentation is exciting. It uses instruments that you don't typically hear. We have the mandolin, flute solo, 12 string, but it still manages to be really catchy and poppy at the same time. And it's about feelings that especially women can relate to. So there's that selling point. Sort of a feminist anthem if you really dig into it. And overall, it's just, I think it sounds very appealing.